This is KLW San Francisco, and it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Minds Over Matter tonight with panelists Leah Garchik, emancipated freelance journalist reporter Steve Rubenstein, and your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Oh, is it my turn now? Okay, fine. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a very pleasant, or are having a pleasant President's Day weekend, and can give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we hope for your participation. Please give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Our lines are open right now. Please get on as soon as you can if with a question or an answer. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, food, et cetera, et cetera. And I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. It's mindsovermatter, one word, @yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear us online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the known world just by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. If you'd like a podcast of this show, I've received assurances that actually that does will be on this week. Just you can do that by going to kalw.org. And they can help you with that. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And here's the first. If Steve Rubenstein wasn't right here now, he would be one of the first people crossing the reopened westbound Bray Bridge. But life isn't always fair.
And the amazing Leah Garchik and her 10,000 freckles spent part of the afternoon listening to Emmylou Harris and eating French fries. And what could be better than that?
Right. Did it really open?
At 8 o'clock, actually.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Early?
Yeah.
A day early?
You heard it here first. This is radio.
I heard on the radio that it actually started at 7, but the cars were going to start going over at 8.
This may make us change our whole lives tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is celebrating President's Day weekend in the most traditional way possible by going to a mattress sale.
So.
I forgot in the course of the weekend that it was President's Day weekend, and I wish to apologize right now for passing up the $2 Harry Truman plate I saw at the flea market this morning. If I'd had President's Day in mind, I would have bought it.
Jesus. That'd be nice to have a Harry Truman
plate. It was worth it.
What did the S stand for?
Nothing.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's okay. My first question.
It should have been N for nothing.
All right, we'll begin with Steve Rubenstein.
All right, well, in honor of famous closures, a la the Bay Bridge, here are a few famous closures. You tell me what they are. A section of this major metropolitan thoroughfare closed in 1995 to protect a second-floor resident living nearby.
Could you read that? Would you mind reading
a that? A section of this major metropolitan thoroughfare closed in 1995 to protect a second-floor resident living nearby.
1995.
And has been closed ever since.
Second-floor resident. Not necessarily a human being.
Oh, so...
Not necessarily a human being, no.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was going to say, is this something to do with Pennsylvania Avenue and the White House?
It exactly has something to do with Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay. That's
exactly what it is.
All right.
Not necessarily a human being previous occupant. Never mind.
That's
all right. Okay. This Lake Tahoe landmark was closed for 8 months after a 1978 accident killed 4 people.
Some sort of ski thing? ski jump, ski lift.
Squaw Valley?
Yeah, the Squaw Valley cable car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another bell. Okay, you're trading bells here tonight. This Los Angeles landmark closed for 9 years following the 2001 death of an 83-year-old passenger.
What was the first part of that?
This Los Angeles landmark closed for 9 years.
It's a small world ride.
No.
the teacups the, and saucers.
No.
That little funicula or whatever it's called.
That does not win you the refrigerator, that little funicula.
That thing, that little tram that goes up the hill in L.A., but I can't think of what it's actually called.
Well, you think about it.
All right.
Because you're not winning any bells.
Well, I got the first one.
You did get the first one.
I did.
All right. Okay, we got one more.
All right.
When this cavern closed to the public in 1963, a replica was built alongside to keep the tourists coming.
Carlsbad?
No.
One of the caverns.
That would be a big replica.
Oh, is this where Huckleberry Finn and Tom?
That never happened. Huckleberry Finn was a novel.
But aren't there... There must be some cabins
there are.
Famous.
Yeah.
The Okie Finokie cabins.
That's in Louisiana.
That's Florida.
That's a swamp.
I know.
There's
but
no
I
caverns
mean,
in a swamp.
I meant some generic.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. But you didn't say
here.
Where it was, though.
No, I didn't. That's for you.
Caverns.
I'm making my questions too easy. I decided my questions were too
easy. Maybe it's that one in. No. Are these all in the United States? Can you tell us that?
Are you asking for freebies now?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Freebies?
Yeah. Is that
the Bay
Was
Bridges?
It where Clementine was excavating for a mine?
Oh, interesting.
But is this in the United States?
That's the second time you've asked.
I was going to suggest that one with the cave paintings in France.
Lascaux?
Yeah,
that's true. That's it.
Okay.
You got it. Lascaux. We're still looking for the Los Angeles one that closed for 9 years following the 2001 death of an 83-year-old passenger. Los Angeles landmark.
Hmm. All right. Leah, why don't you go ahead?
What's the largest native mammal to North America?
Besides Dana.
Yeah, other than that.
You each get one guess, because otherwise...
Native mammal. Mm-hmm. A marine mammal?
No, native mammal.
The bear. Grizzly bear.
No.
Moose? Elk? Knights of Pythias?
All right, you've had bear, moose, elk, and funicular, which are all likely correct.
Well, bear was his guess.
Bear was his guess. And bear is correct.
No bear.
Bear is not correct.
Bear is not correct.
All right.
A mammal.
Any kind of bear, then. Okay.
All right, so it's not a blue whale, right?
No.
It's not a blue whale.
That's two.
Didn't say land or you just said mammal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hello, San Mateo.
Hello.
A couple of questions.
All right.
My first one is, what was the first automobile company to offer an oil change indicator light in their models?
First auto to offer an oil indicator light in their models.
Oh, no, an oil change indicator light in the models.
Oil change indicator light, okay.
Starts with a D.
Starts with a what?
A D.
Datsun.
No.
Dodge.
Nope, goes way before that, 30s.
DeSoto.
Nope.
Oh,
Daimler.
Nope, DU.
DU?
Yeah, starts with the first two letters are DU.
Duesenberry.
Yeah, give yourself a bow.
There you go.
There you go.
At the tip of your tongue.
I said Duesenberry, and that should be Duesenberry, right?
Yeah.
We accept it anyway.
Hey, by the way, a couple of months ago you were talking about, what was the first single to go number one twice? You know, The Twist by Chevy Checker?
Right.
Well, somebody erroneously wrote a letter in the Chronicle saying that another record, it happened twice, though, but it was actually an album. You know what it was?
What?
Well, I'll give you a clue. It's by a burial rock group.
Oh.
Huey Lewis in the News?
Nope. Before that.
Starship.
Starship. What's the name of the album?
No, I can't go any further than that.
Well, it's Red Octopus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay. That wouldn't be the largest mammal. Never mind.
No.
No.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. What is the most store-bought item ever in the United States? It's a non-food item. What is the most popular store-bought item ever in the U.S. in terms of sales? It's a non-food item.
Battery.
That's a good guess, but no.
A newspaper?
No. No. I think this is within the last 50 years or so. Okay, I think they're doing it that way. So this is according to Forbes.
Toothpaste.
No. Mm-mm. What is the most popular store-bought item ever in the United States in terms of sales? It's a non-food item.
Tissues.
And it is something we all have in our house.
Mattress.
No. No.
It's not tissues?
It's not tissues. No. And
Would tissue encompass toilet paper?
It would, but it's
it
not
would.
That either.
It's
not that either.
I'm trying to help you out, Leah.
And in 2011, Oreo, which was the best-selling cookie in the United States, fell from that exalted perch. It is now, what is now the best-selling cookie in the United States?
Milano?
No.
Chip Ahoy?
That's correct. Yes.
Not bad.
Very good. All right. Let's get one more then. This is the best-selling food item. This is from 2010, 2011. I think they only do the first 6 months of 2011. So from 2010, 2011, this was the best-selling new food item in the U.S.
New?
New. Yeah. Introduced in 2010.
The whole genre is new.
Yeah. This item, I mean, it's not a new food exactly, but it's a new item. New
pop chips?
Items. No, not pop chips.
Is it some kind of chip snack food?
I like pop chips, though.
They're good. They're not bad.
They're not bad.
Well, we could discuss that in greater length. Is it some sort of snack food?
They're a lot better than Pringles.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Pringles are horrible.
Yeah. And it is not, well, it's snack food. No, it's not a snack food.
Oh.
It's not a snack food.
It's Viagra.
No, it's a food item. Well, I guess it's a food item. Too, but.
Would that be the most common item sold in the? Never mind.
No, it's not. It'll get there eventually, but no. So I'm looking for the best-selling new food item from 2010 2011. Okay, it's a new food item. It's so introduced in 2010.
Is it a kind of salsa?
No.
Mm-mm. Is it sweet?
Yes, I think it does have some sweetness to it.
It does have some sweetness to it.
Yes. Yes.
Tofu-ty.
Boy, oh boy.
Now, when I say food item, it takes in beverages and solid food as well.
Okay? Like Red Bull or something?
One of those energy drink things?
I'm not giving you...
Rockstar.
Piece by piece.
That stuff. Red,
now you got to come up with a name.
Uh-oh. So we're hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's quivering.
All right, you think about it. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
It's James in Berkeley.
Hi, James.
I was calling about the attraction that was not functioning for 9 years, and you said it was that little funicular railway.
Yes.
And if that's it, it's Angel's Flight.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You get a bell.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
It's 25 cents a ride or 5 rides for a buck, or 5 rides for $2 or something like that. Anyway, you don't want to go more than once is what I'm saying.
Where does it go once, from?
It takes about 10 seconds. It goes from in Los Angeles. They moved it. It was on Bunker Hill. And moved
well,
it
if
to
it's 25
spot.
Cents a ride, you get 5 rides for $2,
then
you're not getting a good deal.
They upped the price. You know, it's been a while since I've been there.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
It's me?
It is you.
This is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
My guess for the largest North American mammal is the woolly mammoth.
No. I think we mean one that's still around.
Okay. I was just putting this as a joke. It gave me a few chuckles, and so I... Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, Bart.
That's a great guess, though.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Karen.
And we've been on Angel's Flight many times. It's a totally charming little ride. It was very sad when it closed for a while. So the largest mammal in North America, would that be the Kodiak bear?
No.
All right. Mm-mm. So I have a... last week someone called in and asked how many characters Charles Dickens had created in his lifetime.
Right.
And I think they said 2,000 or 3,000. I've read, Nick Hornby cited this in one of his columns, that it was over 13,000, and I found that in lots of places online, but I can't find an original source, so it may be apocryphal.
Okay.
So I have a question for you.
All right.
There was a list at the end of 2011 of the most dangerous celebrities. These are celebrities who a web search is most likely to send you to a site that will infect your computer with something that you don't want on your computer.
Okay.
So just can you name any of the top 10? Actually, they only have 9. Well, one of them's a tie. Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Dangerous celebrities. No, and I'm sure she's really pissed about that.
Yeah.
Hmm. The Minds Over Matter podcast?
No.
No.
Britney Spears.
No. But you're on the right track. These are all
Lindsay Lohan.
No, Lindsay Lohan.
Charlie Sheen.
No.
Gee. Dangerous celebrities.
We're running out of bad people.
So they would
not many more bad celebrities.
They would pick these out because they get a lot of traffic, I'm assuming.
They get a lot of traffic.
And
if you don't watch TV,
Justin Bieber.
You're not familiar with many.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. No. So I'll tell you that number one is Heidi Klum, who's a Victoria's Secret model.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is an actress.
Hmm.
And number three is a reality show star.
Snooki.
No.
I don't even know her real name. Is that her real name or a character's name?
Pelosi or something like that is her last name. Pelosi.
Madonna.
No, we're not getting anywhere, so I'll just give you the top three.
All right.
Cameron Diaz, Heidi Klum, Cameron Diaz, and Piers Morgan.
Oh.
So if you want to know about any of those people, you have to find some, you have to be very careful.
Could look it up in the Chronicle.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. Thank you. All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye. And Steve, it's your turn.
All right. From the... since it's a President's Day weekend, here's some George Washington questions for you. How many slaves lived at Mount Vernon at the time of George Washington's death?
Didn't he free them all when he died?
After he croaked. But some of them he did, but some of them belonged to his wife, and I understand that he wasn't... I don't know. What I read was that the ones that belonged to his wife, he was not...
Okay.
Was prevented from
80.
No.
I'll
give you a hint. It's more.
I'll say 200.
More.
Oh.
Really?
If you were close, I would have given it to you, but 200 is...
All right, I'll say 350 then.
316.
Wow.
316 slaves lived at Mount Vernon at the time of George Washington.
I remember going to visiting the slave quarters they had there when I was a little kid when we visited Mount Vernon.
All right. A 19th century biographer by the name of Parson Weems was said to have made up this anecdote about Mr. Washington.
Oh, about
the cherry tree?
The cherry tree. How many teeth did George Washington have by the time he was president?
Is it natural teeth,
yes,
you mean?
Yes, natural teeth.
Zilch. Nada.
I'll say 3.
Fewer than 3 and more than 0.
2.
Yeah. Fewer than 2.
1.
All right.
He had one?
He had one tooth.
They used to call him Fang.
George Washington had one tooth when he was president.
Where? I mean, what's the point
in his mouth?
One tooth.
It would have been in his mouth.
I know, but I mean...
Just to show the flag. You know.
Okay. All right. He has first showed up on one of these in 1847 and more than any other president.
Stamp?
Yeah. He's been on a stamp more than any other president combined. All the other presidents combined have not been on stamps as often as Mr. Washington.
Mm.
All right. He was the only president to receive 100% of these. Not once, but twice.
Oh, electoral vote?
Yeah. In 1799, Washington did this 2 days after horseback riding in the snow and freezing rain.
He died.
Yes.
Can only do that once.
Once was enough. Happy birthday, George.
All right.
Was it the store most item, the most often purchased item, is that a ballpoint pen?
No. It's a, I will say it's a very much a utilitarian item, though.
Okay. Toothbrush?
No.
Utilitarian?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, more.
It's an item we cannot be without, or at least most people act like they can't be without it.
Well, you'd have to make your own if you were on a desert island?
Well, theoretically, if you had a knife and a coconut, I don't know, maybe, but I don't know.
You could make one with a knife and a coconut?
Probably not.
You could.
No. But it'd give you something to do. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
Hi, this is Karen in San Francisco.
Hi,
is
Karen.
The largest mammal a bison?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I must say that I gleaned that question while walking home from the ocean today and passing the bison. I was reading the sign.
Cool. Wow. Thanks.
Golden Gate Park.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. I wanted to try to guess the most purchased item for the home. Would it be a light bulb?
It is not a light bulb, but it is a utilitarian item.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And Leah, it's your turn.
What is top of the list of the world's most frequently stolen foods?
Oh, I have a similar question.
But this is according to a United Kingdom Center for Retail Research.
Meat? Some kind of meat, right?
No.
No.
From foods, okay.
Candy. No.
Yeah, but in the United Kingdom, you would think it would be candy.
These are the things I swipe the most often.
I made a joke in the column a few weeks ago about British teeth. Oh, I got very angry. Somebody called me a racist.
How could that's not racist.
You've got to stick to George Washington.
That doesn't make any sense.
Stick to George Washington's teeth. He's been dead 200
Nobody
years.
Cares.
You won't get any letters,
He doesn't
Leah.
Have a dentist who said.
Well, yeah, George Washington was an English originally. Yeah. Okay, say that. Go, just do that question.
What is on top of the list of the world's most frequently stolen foods?
So the whole world, okay.
The whole world.
Oh, in the whole world.
It's not too many soybean thefts.
This isn't necessarily stolen from a store. It could be stolen from somebody, like a neighbor's tree or something.
It could.
All right.
Fruit.
No.
It has nothing to do with fruit.
I'm not.
It's not candy. It's not meat. It's not fruit.
I was going to say bananas.
There's all my
bananas.
Food groups. No. That's all my food groups right there.
Because those chimps are always doing those bananas.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Not anymore since they're all stolen. Okay. Food item. It's a natural food item. Can we say that?
It was a processed food. No, she's...
They're not stealing boxes of macaroni and cheese, I'm assuming. Okay.
All right.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is teacher and reporter Steve Rubenstein. And, of course, Leah Garchik, who writes a column for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
How about socks?
Socks.
Socks
in terms of the most...
Yeah, the item that nobody can be without in their household.
Oh, no,
get cold. You need socks.
Well, that's truly a utilitarian item, but no, it's not socks.
And which president had a dog named Socks?
Oh,
Socks.
That's Clinton, isn't he?
Wasn't that a cat?
Oh, the cat.
Cat
yeah.
Was Socks.
Okay, they had an animal. That's all. I knew there was an animal.
Right.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelserino.
Hi, Linda.
Happy President's Weekend.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a few assorted questions about presidents from the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the first one. Which president described his father as, quote, a careful, well-to-do man who didn't really give a damn about his the hopes and dreams of his firstborn son?
Oh. Is that George Bush talking about his dad?
No.
Of his firstborn son.
Mm-hmm.
Was his firstborn son the person who was...
President, yes.
The president. Oh, mm-hmm. Gee. Sounds like something blunt that Harry Truman would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, it does a little
no.
It's a damn.
Was it Carter's?
No.
Oh, was it Theodore Roosevelt?
No.
Huh. Well, we're going through a lot of...
First...
No. We'll say Clinton, but no.
Yeah, Clinton's father was dead.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, who's left here? Not Franklin Roosevelt.
No.
Eisenhower.
No.
We're running out of presidents.
Yeah, we're running out of 26.
Ronald Reagan.
No.
No.
All right.
No, he was very worshipful toward his father, actually.
Well.
Never mind that it wasn't justified.
Calvin Coolidge.
No.
All right, you better tell us.
Okay, it was Gerald Ford. You know, his parents were divorced when he was a
child,
and he hardly had any relationship with his father. He was raised by his stepfather. Okay, here's the other side of the coin. Which president said of his father, quote, he was the best man I ever knew. He combined strength and courage with gentleness, tenderness, and great unselfishness.
Is that Reagan?
No, I sort of... acted like it might be, but
yeah.
No.
Hmm.
Boy, Nixon.
No. Interesting guess, but no.
George Bush.
No.
Hmm.
You notice the sneaky way he gets two in there. He says George Bush, and he gets two presidents for the price of one.
I'm going to keep saying it until he's right. I'm right.
And they're both wrong.
Yeah, they are both wrong.
Well, George W. Bush wouldn't be that articulate, so
you're probably right.
Couldn't be him.
Okay. Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Very good. Okay, I have two more quick questions.
All right.
Which president didn't learn to read until he was about 10 years old?
Which 20th century president?
20th century, right.
George W. Bush.
No.
And even now we're not sure.
Yeah. He was reading that book when the 9/11 happened.
The GOAT,
GOAT. But
yeah.
That was, he was learning.
Yeah. Right. Yes, right along with
the students. Can I guess George W. Bush again? Well, even though it's wrong?
As many times as you watch
All right.
it still isn't right.
Okay.
He didn't learn to read until he was 10.
10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
10 years old.
Eisenhower?
No.
Maybe he was working on the farm or something.
No.
Hoover.
No.
Truman.
No.
Oh, well.
Warren Harding.
No.
Coolidge.
No.
Who?
Taft.
What was that?
Taft.
No.
All right, we're just guessing now.
Okay. Woodrow Wilson. Who later became the president of Princeton University. So
I mean, they didn't teach a kid named Woodrow how to read?
Well, from what I heard, he may have had dyslexia. So that was his, but he overcame it. And one final question, I'm sure Dana will get this one. Who was the only president to be born on the 4th of July?
Calvin Coolidge.
Yes, very good.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
thanks,
that's
Linda.
It.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. This is from the... I'm trying to remember what source I got this from, but it's someplace very reputable, I'm sure. These are the 10 most counterfeited products sold in the United States. the 10 most counterfeited products sold. And so I just want generic answers, in other words. Okay, you don't have to give me a brand name. So these are the 10 most counterfeited products sold in the U.S. And I'll give you each two guesses.
Handbags?
Yes.
And watches?
Watches.
Both of them. Very good. Yes. Steve?
Movies? Or...
No, except that. DVDs.
DVDs?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to guess another one?
You don't have to.
Some kind of drug?
Pharmaceuticals? Yeah, I'll take that. Okay. Pharmaceuticals. Good. Good. Okay. These are...
There's six left?
We got six left?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
George W. Bush?
No.
No.
These are the 10 most counterfeited products sold in the United States. So far, we have handbags. I also put wallets along with that. And watches, DVDs, and pharmaceuticals. What are the others? Okay. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, good evening. It's Bubba Frisco Dave.
Hi.
Hi. Most counterfeited products, how about cosmetics?
No.
Huh. Okay, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is North America's largest mammal?
Not a bison.
Not a bison. Bigger than a bison by about 100 times.
That's native?
Native.
Oh, well, I was going to say blue whale. It's not blue whale. Is that right?
It is blue whale.
It is blue whale. All right. I finally get in blue whale.
There you go.
Well,
have a good evening.
But
Non-land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, if they come within 12 miles in territorial waters, then they're part of the...
I'm citing this.
He's
Phil
legal.
Ginsburg
Thank you.
Is my right. source.
How about sunglasses for counterfeited stuff?
No. Yeah.
No? Mm-mm.
Perfume.
Jeez, I'm going to have to...
No. Mm-mm. Stop it. Stop it, you two. But no, neither one of those, actually. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Ed, how are you?
Hey, good.
So in California, what is the Hayden Law?
The Hayden Law is to keep an animal for a certain period of time in a shelter, a dog or a cat.
What's happening to it last week?
Governor Brown wants to amend it so they shorten the period of time.
No, they canceled altogether. So all of our stray animals will be destroyed very short time.
Right.
So I want all of you listening to write down to Governor Brown and have him take this nonsense. Every time you see him, he has two dogs with him.
Yeah, I don't think that'll pass through the legislature.
Well, hopefully not. I used to have 33 cats. I don't have as many now, but I love animals. Okay.
Thank you for letting us know about that.
You had 33 cats?
Yes. When I had my house in Euclid, I had very big yards. All were very well taken care of, very well fed. And actually, in the 80s, I used to give free cat food away in our old store for a few years. Okay. And one other question. So what is in common between the old man Jacob of the Bible and Tutankhamun? What is in common? Do you have something in common?
They both lived a long time ago.
Well, that's one, but have something different in mind.
Yeah. Did they have a lot of cats, too? No.
Probably not.
Let's see. Jacob and Tutankhamun.
Misunderstanding with their brother.
They're brothers, I was going to say.
No, they're not brothers. Oh, God.
No, they had... All right.
Well, Tutankhamun died when he was quite young. Does anything to do with that?
No, well, Jacob died when he was very old.
Right.
So we have to... Okay, it has something to do with names.
Okay. So, no. Jacob's not Tutankhamun in Egyptian, in the Egyptian language, is it? No.
Well, remember, I said something to do with names.
Right.
So they had something happen to their names.
Something happened to the names. No, what is it?
Should we leave it to the audience? Or
It's up to you.
I'll give it to you. Well, you know, Tutankhamun, he changed his name from Tutankhaten, which his father called him. And after the revolution in Egypt against monotheism, he changed his name to Tutankhamun. Aten was the single god, the monotheist, the disk of the sun. And the one that was what Akhenaten was. He was the first monotheistic man in history, and that's why he called his son the son of God, basically, or the son of the disk Aten. And then when when he died, then King Tut called himself Amun, which after the god Amun, which is what you say at the end of the prayer.
Yeah.
Okay, two questions for the. How about Jacob? He changed his name. What was his name? He didn't change. God changed his name.
He changed his name?
God did. God changed his name.
From George W. Never mind.
No.
This is a famous story, you guys. The ladder?
From Jacob's ladder.
Buck?
Huh?
Yeah, what was Jacob's first name? Or name of
God changed. God changed his name from Jacob to?
Oh. Jacob's ladder. Oh, I'm so bad on this.
Leave it to the audience.
All right.
Then one word for the audience, very quickly. Okay, they discovered all of this gospels in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Four of them, but I'll mention just a couple. Gospel of Thomas, Gospel of Mary, which is Mary Magdalene, by the way, mm-hmm. and the Gospel of Judas. Okay, and I believe Gospel of Philip as well. Okay, there was something really strange in the infancy Gospel of Thomas about Jesus. It does not put him. Well, none of them recognize Jesus as divine. So none of those do. But the infancy Gospel of Thomas, it puts Jesus in as a child. It gave him really bad. Put him in very bad. He did something really terrible.
Okay.
You know what it is?
No.
Okay, let's
leave
it to the audience.
We'll leave it out.
Can I tell you?
We'll just leave it out. That's fine.
Leave it out. You leave it out to people. Okay, Infancy Gospel of Thomas.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eve.
Thank you very much.
And we're past halfway through the show.
Nobody's
perfect. And so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Steve?
Everybody's gotten mine.
I'm
up to date.
Okay.
One tooth. Angel's flight and one tooth. That was my stumpers.
All right. Leah.
The world's most commonly stolen food.
All right. And what is the most popular store-bought item ever in the United States in terms of sales? What is the most popular store-bought item ever in the United States in terms of sales? It is a non-food item. It is a utilitarian item. We all have one.
Store-bought.
Yes.
We all have one?
At least.
Flashlight.
Could be more than one.
Flashlight.
No.
And it's not an item of clothing.
It is not an item of clothing. And I have the list of the 10 most counterfeited products sold in the United States. These are, I'm just looking for generic names, not brand names. So the 10 most counterfeited items sold in the United States. So far we have handbags, watches, DVDs, and pharmaceuticals. You each want to take one more guess?
Oh.
Sunglasses was wrong.
Sunglasses was wrong.
Because I've got several counterfeit sunglasses.
Yes.
I'm thinking about watch isn't the most popular bought item.
Oh, no. No, it's not watch.
Okay. Counterfeit. Scarves?
Let me look there. No. And, I forgot, there had another question out. The best-selling, I'm looking for the best-selling new food item that was introduced in late 2010, going into 2011. As I said, it's a food item, and I will say it's a beverage. Okay.
It's a beverage.
It is a beverage.
Is it for the youth market?
You don't have to be a youth to drink it. It's non-alcoholic.
It's non-alcoholic.
Yes, it is. Non-alcoholic.
But it's for the youth market.
It is probably aimed more at the youth market, but I've seen other people drink it, too.
Okay.
People your age.
Thanks a lot.
See?
People as old as you.
People are supposed to be nice on the radio.
So, all right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you there? Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Nathaniel, Henry, Perry, JP, and Karen from San Francisco.
Hi.
We're calling. We've got three questions.
Okay.
The first question is, what was the original name of Bank of America?
The Bank of Italy.
Bank of Italy.
Okay, that's correct. The second question, what was... George Washington's real teeth made out of
Wood.
No, they weren't.
What was George Washington's teeth made out
of? Ivory.
Ivory.
What kind of ivory?
Oh, tusk ivory.
Nope.
No?
What kind of ivory?
Oh, Let's see. Bison horn.
Nope. In close, though.
Oh.
Buffalo.
Seal tusk.
Nope.
Whale teeth.
You were close on the seal and whale, kind of that kind of body.
Walrus.
Walrus.
No.
That's why he had an insatiable desire for blubber.
But we're close.
Deer horn? Antlers?
Nope.
No.
Ivory.
Bone. Ivory. Is it? But it's a Native American kind of ivory, right?
Nope.
No, that's not.
Actually, no, it's not.
All
I'll
right.
give you a big hint.
All
it
right.
comes from Africa.
Did we say elephant?
Yeah, you said elephant. That's incorrect.
Tiger tusks. Rhino tusks.
Lion.
Tiger tusks.
Lion teeth.
Oh, tigers don't live in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And little child.
How about piano ivory? You know, like the keys from pianos? No.
Yeah, they took some old Steinway to
part. No, we don't know.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Okay, I'll tell you. It was hippo ivory.
Hippo.
Ivory.
Oh, interesting.
What a dirty trick.
Yeah.
Okay. The third question.
Did they give him a tusk made of George Washington's teeth in return?
I have no idea.
Yeah, all right.
What was the hippo's name?
He's me. Anyway, here's the third question.
Okay.
What do they call a traffic light in South Africa?
What do they call a traffic light in South Africa?
A traffic light?
This sounds like a joke setup, but I guess it's
no,
not.
No, I mean, actually, they call it something different than traffic light.
Oh.
What is it?
A Johnny Don't Go.
Guess not. Let's see. Would it sound like they were describing a traffic light if you told us the name?
I didn't really describe. So no, not really.
Okay. Huh.
But it is a word we sometimes use.
It is.
But it's not a word we use for a traffic light.
Another meaning in the English way.
I see. Okay.
Is this a crossing guard?
Is this an Afrikaner word?
No, this is a English word.
Okay.
It's similar, but they call it another English word, you know, like synonyms.
Right.
Or what was that? I don't know. Yeah,
you're right.
Synonym. That's
you're right.
Good.
Gosh. We have no idea.
The correct answer is robot.
Oh. Robots.
Oh.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting.
Could I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
How old are you?
I am 9 3/4. Perry over here is 10. Henry is, how old is Henry? 6.
And the other two are
the other two are 42.
42.
Okay.
42. When did you have your 3/4 birthday?
Actually, my birthday is in May 16th, so about 3 months.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You're pretty, really smart.
Thank you.
It's fun to talk to you.
So you just turned 9 3/4.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I just turned 9 3/4.
Good. Right. Well, I hope you'll feel free to call us back when you have more questions.
We will.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling.
Is there a song for 3/4 birthday?
No,
never mind.
Happy
3/4 birthday.
No,
thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
I have a guess for the most popular food item introduced in 2010.
Yes.
Is it coconut water?
No, it's not coconut water.
That's
of course,
a good
it
guess.
Is a good guess. It's a beverage, of course. But no, not coconut water.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's see now. I forgot whose turn it was. I'll say it's your turn, Leah.
Okay. Here are four Secret Service code names. Tell me who they are.
All right.
Evergreen, Tumblr, Minuteman. Backseat. Okay, four Secret Service code names. Tell me who they are. Evergreen, Tumblr, Minuteman, and Backseat.
All right. Evergreen.
Are they all presidents, or are they candidates, or
they're
are they family members?
They could be
they're
first
not,
ladies, too. I think Evergreen is first lady. Yeah, I have heard that one. Is that Michelle Obama?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's a first lady. Huh. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, okay. Hillary Clinton.
All right. All right. And Tumblr. That's not Gerald Ford, is it?
No.
George Bush.
Which one?
George Bush. I don't have to say under the Dana Rodriguez theory of George Bush.
A generic George Bush.
It's
Tumblr.
George W. Bush.
All right, that makes sense.
Okay, who's Minuteman and who's Backseat?
Minuteman. Gosh, kind of a private thing.
Minuteman. Are either one of them a candidate, an unsuccessful candidate for president?
No, these are all...
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
opens things up a little bit.
How about John McCain?
No.
All right. Okay. All right, so why don't you just read the whole thing? What do you have left over?
Okay, I have two names, Secret Service code names, Minuteman and Backseat.
Backseat?
Backseat.
Hmm. Backseat. Sarah Palin.
No.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to join us, the number is 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
I wanted to credit my source on the 989 Dickens characters total.
Okay.
It was from a column in the Chicago Sun-Times by Paul Fasoni.
Oh, all right.
I think he's right.
Okay.
Well, we all know how credible newspaper writers are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Nowadays.
Sitting next to one.
Went from 11,000 to 900 awful fast.
Yeah.
And... let's see. Another story about George Washington that we have, courtesy of Parson Weems, is the story about him throwing a silver dollar over the Potomac.
Oh, right. Yeah, I have heard that.
He supposedly threw a rock 200 feet up onto a natural bridge, but he did not throw anything across the Potomac.
He was 6'4", you know. He was tall. And he wore...
walnuts with his fingers.
Yeah, and he is very strong.
I do that.
And he wore a size 13 shoes.
Well, he didn't have any... he only had one tooth. How's he going to crack a walnut with his tooth?
That's why he had to crack it with his hand.
That's right.
And then eat it.
Wait a minute. He had. How do they know he had size 13 shoes? The shoes don't... Did they have sizes
I guess they measured his boots or whatever he wore. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Did we?
I had some guesses.
Okay, go ahead.
For most stolen food, is it bubble gum?
No.
That's good. Yeah, I think we all did that.
And
I never did.
I never did.
No.
Oh, excuse me.
And counterfeit item, sneakers.
Oh, that's good. Wait a minute. That is good. Yes, I will take that.
Great.
It's just men's and women's shoes in general. I am.
All right.
That's good enough. All right, thank you very much.
Oh, got a couple more things.
All right, go ahead.
The name that Eve was looking for from Jacob,
mm-hmm.
he became Israel.
Oh, okay.
And a question.
Take that on faith. Yes?
Can you tell me what screen credit these people have in common?
All right.
Elizabeth Taylor, Tony Blair, George Harrison... Stephen Hawking, and Ringo Starr.
They're all on The Simpsons.
Oh, very good. Very good.
It's either The Simpsons or The Muppets, one or the other.
Queen Elizabeth was on The Simpsons?
No, wait, she didn't say Queen Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah. That's close enough to
she
Queen
She was a
Elizabeth.
Queen in her own way, but not Queen Elizabeth. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, what's the only country in the world where Coke and Pepsi are not sold?
North Korea.
That's correct. That's correct.
Or ring the bell.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Calm down. All right. What is the...
What do they have? A royal crown or something? Whatever that brand is.
I don't know what they have.
Red Bull.
I don't know what they sell there. Yeah, Red Bull. I'm sure that's what they have. What is the largest individual item on any restaurant menu in the world?
Largest?
Largest.
Size or expense or what?
Size. It's a one thing item. In other words, it's not like a prepared It is prepared, but it's...
A turkey or something? I mean, is that the kind of thing you mean?
Yeah.
Large in size?
Is it a dessert?
It's not a dessert. What is the largest individual item served on any menu on a menu in any restaurant in the world?
An extra large pizza.
No.
Mm-mm. How about those naans that come filled with air?
Cotton candy.
No.
A serving of cotton candy.
No, no.
It's a good answer.
It's
though.
It is a animal.
Okay? It's an animal.
It's an animal.
Hippopotamus?
No, a lobster?
No. Mm-mm. So what is the largest individual item served on a menu in any place in the world? It's an animal.
Is it a marine animal?
It's not a marine animal.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. A hedgehog.
It's kind of small.
It's got
a
spikes.
a roast suckling pig, something like that.
No, that's a good guess, but no.
No.
Uh-uh. Oh, yeah. How about a missionary?
Not anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was late. I only got the cold shoulder. Okay, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter. Are you there, caller? Hello?
He's calling from
they wandered away from
Carl's
the phone.
Bed caverns.
Yeah. I'm sorry, give us a call back. Next call. They lost interest, they just walked away. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Paula from San Francisco. I'd like to make a few guesses.
Okay.
The most purchased item at a store, is that a comb?
No, it's not a comb.
And is one of the counterfeit things men's ties?
Well, I think, let me just look here. No, not men's ties. Not specific.
Okay.
No.
I think.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
I wanted to chime in on the 2010 beverage.
Yes.
Kombucha.
I'm not familiar with that. What does that say that again?
Fungal tea.
Kombucha?
Oh, no, it's not that.
Okay. Terrific. I love your guys' show.
Oh,
carry on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi. I have some guesses as well.
Okay.
Some of them have been taken. All right. Let's see. Most stolen item, gum.
Leah?
Chewing no. Gum? Oh, no. No, no. I'm sorry. It's not. No.
Okay. Second, the drink in 2010 would either be a particular or a generic, but energy drinks?
It is. I think it's a energy. It is an energy drink,
yeah,
but it's
5-hour energy. One of them.
Not no.
I don't know.
No, it's not that. It's okay. Not that anyway. Not that particular one anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Then on stolen item or sorry, counterfeit item.
Right.
IDs of various kinds.
Oh, that's a good guess, but no.
Really?
Yeah.
Thought there would be millions of those, and tickets, sporting and entertainment tickets.
That's an excellent guess too, but no.
Amazed. Okay, I think I'm out of guesses.
All right, well, thank you.
You have a nefarious turn of mind, sir.
Well, I see they have stories on the news all the time about counterfeited IDs floating into the country. And, of course, tickets.
How about money? Dollar bills?
No.
Checks.
I think that's harder to do now.
Checks?
No. Mm-mm. No.
Computer.
Oh, somebody did say clothes. I'm sorry. I had clothes here, and I forgot to take that off. So, yeah, clothes.
Any kind of computer equipment?
Yes.
Computer equipment.
Computers.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah.
The dearth of bells in my being offered.
Oh, thank calm you. Down there.
What kind of computer equipment?
Any kind. Any sort of...
I don't have to specify. He didn't have to specify which George Bush. No. I don't have to specify computer
just a generic, you know, any pieces of computer software and things like that. And we have a couple of lines open. If you want to give us a call, 415-841-4134. Give us a call with a question or answer. 415-841-4134. And Steve, you have something quick?
All right. A few kindergarten classics. Tell me the book that these happen in. I've been teaching kindergarten this week. Okay. The nurse's phone number is Danton 10-6. What book is that from? The nurse's phone number is Danton 10-6.
Are these are classic
classics.
Germans.
Classics. Okay. All right. Second one. A snail takes 4 days to deliver a letter sent by one of these two best friends to the other. All right. Here's the third one. All right.
An arena spectacle had to be canceled when the protagonist refused to do battle.
Oh, Ferdinand the Bull.
Ferdinand the Bull. Give her a bell. Okay.
Oh. There you go.
All right. And in this minor classic, a not-so-wise bird discovers he cannot be upstairs and downstairs at the same time. You will not get that one.
Ferdinand. I remember that song.
I'll call it a minor classic because I like it.
What was the first one once more? About the nurse?
The nurse's phone number is Danton 106. In this.
What's that one about like the little Butterfield Day?
No, Danton, French name. What's the one about the little girl in Paris? They had a series of books about it. Not Eloise.
Not Eloise.
No, it was
Madeline.
Madeline. There you go. Ring the bell.
There you go. Figured it out.
All right.
So
we're still looking for this. The book in which the snail takes 4 days to deliver a letter sent by one of these two best friends to the other.
That sounds familiar, too.
Is that really? Aesop's Postal Service division?
No, it is not.
It's not the Wind in the Willows or anything like that.
No, it's not.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Sarah from Bernal Heights.
Hello.
For the most stolen food, is it cheese?
Yes.
Oh,
you just got in with that right answer. I'm
well,
so
they can steal all the cheese they want as far as my share goes. I don't like it.
Cheese.
And I have a guess for Dana's question about the most commonly purchased item. Is it a fork or spoon or some type of utensil?
No, it is an electronic item. Since we're only got a few minutes left, I will go that far and say that.
All right, that's all I got.
All right, thank you.
Toothbrush? Thanks. Radio?
Razor.
No. And next call? Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lynn in Reno.
Hi, Lynn.
And I have a guess for the food product that was introduced in 2010. Was that one of those, like, monster drinks with all the caffeine in it?
Everybody's dancing around it.
It's not Rockstar.
It's not Rockstar, but it's like an energy drink.
Jolt? Yeah. Cola?
I don't know. No. All I could think of is Monster. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Lynn.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling with a guess on the counterfeited items.
Yes.
Sports apparel. Official, like NFL sports apparel.
I think that comes under clothes, so yeah, you're right.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Vicki from Alameda. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I know I'm right about two of your book characters. The first one is Frog and Toad, where the snail takes 4 days to deliver the mail.
You're absolutely right.
And the fourth one was Owl at Home. He's trying to get upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody got Owl at Home.
Arnold Lobel.
There you go. The great Arnold Lobel. You're absolutely right.
Two of my favorite books.
Yes, mine too.
I'm a teacher too, so thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Take care.
What do I mean? I said Frog and Wind in the Willows is Frog in the
Toad. No. Wind in the Willows. You wouldn't read Wind in the Willows in kindergarten, gee, my goodness.
I did. yeah, okay, go ahead. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? A pornographic call, finally. I waited so many years.
We're on somebody's speed dial and they keep sitting on it.
I think they fell asleep. They're
cosmic.
Shh, don't make a lot of noise because they're kind of breathing tired.
Should we all say hello at once?
She's waiting to get across the bay bridge.
No, they might have a heart attack or something. This gets
hello?
Started.
She's about to steal some cheese.
Hey, psst.
All right, sorry about that. Okay. Better clean up. All right, what do we got? Quickly.
No, that was it. All right.
Leah,
done.
What do you got?
Minuteman, John Kerry, Backseat, Dick Cheney.
All right. The largest individual food item on a menu anywhere on a restaurant in the world is roast camel, a whole camel.
Yeah.
In the Middle East.
I had one.
Yeah. And the 10 most...
chicken tap, carry out for the leg.
10 most counterfeit...
Take the hump.
Oh, it's stuffed with chicken,
save
by the way.
The hump for you.
It's stuffed with chicken. The 10 most counterfeited products sold in the U.S., footwear, cell phones, cameras, handbags, clothes, watches, computers, DVDs, pharmaceuticals, jewelry, and electronic games.
You want the front hump or the back hump?
Yeah. Oh, and the...
save that for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, what am I missing? Okay, the most common store-bought item, the most popular store-bought item ever in the United States are phones.
Phones.
Everybody has one. Sometimes more than one.
We'd
phones.
Be better off without them.
Yes. And the name of the drink, the best-selling, the new food item that was introduced in 2010, Powerade. Whatever that is. Anyway, if we can get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was teacher and writer Steve Rubenstein. Thank you very much, Steve. Of course, Leah Garchick from the San Francisco Chronicle. And I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And thanks to David Latuli for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Happy President's Day. And join us next Sunday at 7. We will be here. Bye-bye.
This is KALW San Francisco, where Then and Now with Sarah Cahill is next. Stay tuned.